we started with, we're holding by Kaddish, so we mentioned some halachas about the difference in this year and which is Friday night, and other years. Let's just get into some of the halachas of the shiurim. So I mentioned shiurim. I mentioned Rosh Hashir yesterday. Rosh Hashir, as he says, for the rabbanim we say makan 3.3, and for the rices we hold the shiur is 4.4. So you get a cup, which is 4.5 ounces. You cover that. There are other shitas, both the kulam lechomer. The Graf Noah holds the shiur is 2.9 ounces. So 3 ounce cup, according to him, is a shiur. Chaz Nisha, on the other hand, holds it's 5 ounces, or 5.1 ounces. And this Biskarab holds even larger than that. If you do it in cc's, it's very cute because it's 86 cc's according to Rachno, and that's the gematria of the word kais. And the Chazanisha shares 150 cc's, which is the gematria of kais hagun. So that's how you remember it. The Biskarov shear doesn't have a gematria because it wouldn't pass the Biskarov to have a gematria. What's interesting, you should know that when it comes to bracha achrona, we mentioned Rosh Hashir yesterday is 3.3 ounces. So for bracha achrona, the most person said you go with the smaller shear. Bracha achrona is the rabban, and you go with the smaller shear. So a person eats already, drinks 3.3 ounces of a liquid. He should be saying a bracha achrona. It's the same thing when the gay, when it comes to shear v'kazayis, there got to be bracha achrona. So the same thing also. When a person says the Kiddush, he has in mind the Kiddush on the first of the Delicoses. When he says the Shekhiyon, the interesting Rabbi Yaakov Emden, the same way with the Shloah, the Mogheron brings from the Shloah says that in poor morning when you say the Shekhiyon, you have in mind for the other mitzvah Sayyim. So the Rabbi Yaakov Emden suggests when you say the Shekhiyon, even though the Shekhiyon is being said on the Yom Tov. That's why we say Shechiyanu by Kiddush of Yom Tov on the Yom Tov. Sure, there's no mitzvahs halayla that we're doing. We still make it Shechiyanu on the Yom Tov. But over here also, besides the fact that you're saying Shechiyanu on the Yom Tov, you're also saying Shechiyanu on the mitzvahs halayla, which the mitzvah halayla is the matzah, the mor, the delicacies, the haggadah. And interestingly enough, if you look at some haggadahs, you'll see that they have Sirius Omer like all the way at the end of the haggadah. So then that's like a minute by the Hasidim that they count Sirius Omer by the Haggadah. We count Sirius Omer in Shul, like the regular first night you count Sirius Omer in Shul, like every other night. But they count it over there. Why do they do that? So the Rechem says they do that because they want to say Shechiyonu on the mitzvah Sirius Omer. So if you do it by part of the Seder, so the Shechiyonu you say at the beginning of the Seder, the second night goes on the mitzvah Sirius Omer also. So you ever wonder where there is a Shechiyonu on mitzvah Sirius Omer? According to them, that's where it came from that they're doing that. You have to drink the kais b'haseva. All of the dalal kais have to be drank b'haseva. I mentioned before that Reb David Feinstein in his Kol Doidi, which is not a Haggadah, it's a halacha sefer on the Haggadah. He has another sefer on the Haggadah called something else, or what it's called, on the Machshava part of it. So he points out that based on the Rishonim, that it's very important the Rishonim say Haseva has to be done, that you're being supported. You have something which is giving you a pillow, something which is giving you support. So what some people do, they sit in a chair and they just like lean to the side like that, you know, and there's no, it's not an armchair. People don't cap what I'm saying. You know, I've seen people that, you know, sit by the chair and they just like lean like this. That's not haseva. You're not makama seva. You have to drink the kais again. That's not comfortable. It's not their caterers. It's not. I don't know any kings to do that, unless they have like a. You know, I mean, like, what it's about. What you should do, though, the logical thing to do is you need support because that's much more comfortable. So if you take your chair, when you're sitting in this, you turn it sideways and you lean against your chair. Now you have a seva. So it doesn't take too much to do a seva, but you have to be aware of the fact that a seva requires that a person should be supported. So it's important to be aware of that. You can be on the table also. If you have an armchair, you can be in an armchair. You know, it can be the person next to you, like it says. But it has to be supported by something. You should ask the person next to you before you do that. regards to what type of liquid mashka to use for the dalakosis. So the famous psak from Moshe holds that grape juice is not, even though we know grape juice is kosher for kiddush, that's the law. Yain megidah is kosher for kiddush at the parish of Gemara. But it comes to the night of Pesach, this requirement of chayrus, the Gemara says, and Moshe holds that without being intoxicating, it's not a key of the mitzvah of the halach of chayrus. And the Gemara talks about you can be yotzev the kais and not the din of chayrus. The two are actually separable. You can separate the two. Not that you should, but they theoretically are separable. And if you want to make sure you recline both, so you have to do something which is intoxicating. He's not the only one. Not everybody agrees with him. Rav Shlomo Zalman argued on that point and said that that's not true. Rav Menashe Klein argued on that point and said that that's not true. The same way it's yotze, the din of it's considered kosher for kiddush. It's also kosher for the loch of cheres also. Rav Shlomo Zalman actually said it's kosher for simchas yomtiv. There's a mitzvah of simchas yomtiv which the Mora says you're mekayim simchas yomtiv with yayin. Basar is a machlokes whether basar applies bisman hazeh. There's a chi of basar. That's machlokes was basar. The Mora's case of basar is referring to basar shlomim. It's about the shlomim lechal to shlomim samachta. So then the simchas of basar is based on the pasuk by korban. As long as we don't have a korban, so maybe there's no chi of basar. That's a machlokes. The Rambam says there is a chi din basar and the Shulchan Aruch passing. There's no din basar. Mishnah Berurah brings the Magen Rambam says you should be machmir on the Rambam to have basar. So there's a minhag of simchas yomtiv every one of the days of it applies to chol hamoed also. But besides that, there's a din of yayin. That's clear. There's a din of yayin. So are you mekayim simchas yomtiv with grape juice? Rav Shlomo Zalman said yes. Right, that's a, if you, I mean, assuming that you enjoy grape juice. You don't enjoy grape juice. That's the passion, you know. If you enjoy, you like grape juice. Ramesh suggests even a person who has difficulty drinking something which is alcoholic, you can mix it with grape juice. You can mix your wine with grape juice. So there is some alcoholic content, and that would be sufficient. So that is an option. Theoretically, if somebody has difficulty during the meal, it's much easier. The second, third course, which are directly around the meal, your stomach has, you have food in it, etc. It's a little bit easier to take. So, a person can have the second, third course alcoholic, and the first and the fourth course will be stomach and other sheet. Does not do that or mix it, whatever it is. Okay. Rosh would agree as long as there's an alcoholic content. You feel there is alcohol. Actually, you have to be margish to alcohol. You know, it's like take, you know, 6 points. Price grapes is one poor part. Wine is not what he meant, but it's two thirds and a third, or depending on how strong your wine is. Just a piece of advice that somebody gave me once upon a time: the dry wines actually bother you less than the sweet wines. Even the sweet ones are easier to go down. So for wimps like me, the solution is you take a dry wine and you mix it with grape juice. So it's sweet enough to go down, but it doesn't bother you. The alcohol doesn't bother you because the mice, it's from a dry wine, so it doesn't bother you as much. So that makes life easier. There is a Kiddush Malkum Suda we mentioned yesterday. There's a Kiddush Malkum Suda. So it's a real big problem because we mentioned Kiddush Malkum Suda requires it has to be Bizmana Suda also. So we say Kiddush and then we don't eat the Suda until much later. So how do you become Kiddush Malkum Suda? So this is a big problem. Exactly. So some suggest a lot of interesting shitas. Rambam that's all. The hell, interesting sheet in Kiddush Malkum Suda. Rambam all that the law of Kiddush Malkum Suda is not ma'akim in the Kiddush. We pass in most sheets of pass like not like Rambam Moshe. The Kiddush Malkum Suda is ma'akim in the Kiddush, which means if I make Kiddush and I don't eat something right away, so I wasn't yotze Kiddush Malkum Suda. I wasn't just a Kiddush either, so I'm not allowed to eat. Right, so you know you have the if you have shuls which are makban and gebrux, you know, so how do you make a kiddush on Pesach? So the minhag was you'd bring in the eggs and you'd bring in nuts and you'd make, so that's okay. That's not kiddush malkum suda. You're not kiddush malkum suda. We either with you need pas or pas of a kiss and mezonos. You need something in mezonos to yotze kiddush malkum suda. So how are you? So you couldn't eat. You weren't allowed to drink. You weren't allowed to eat according to the most pesukim. Rosh Hashanah, you were allowed to eat. Even though Kiddush Malkum Suda, the Kiddush was a Kiddush, and now you're allowed to eat. You can't eat before Kiddush, you ate Kiddush from Yotz. However, you have a Chiyuv to say Kiddush again when you get home. Because you weren't Mekayim, you didn't have Kiddush Malkum Suda. You're Mekayim Kiddush, not Malkum Suda. That was a Moshe Shita. So according to Moshe, you could arguably, that the second Kiddush will be your Kiddush Malkum Suda. You don't have to have Das for that. Some suggest that maybe we'll say with some that you're Yotz Kiddush Malkum Suda because we have Karpas right away. It's difficult to understand that. You eat less of Kazayas. It's been, normally you need mezonos. Some suggest that you drink the whole kais, and that's how you yotze. The best answer which I've seen is C. Pesach Frank says that what's the problem? Because there's a halacha that the kiddush has to be the introduction to the meal. That's the idea. If it's not connected to the meal, you don't have a connection. Over here, you do. The Haggadah is part of the Mitzvah Halayla. The Mitzvah Halayla is Sumei Kiddush, talk about the meal and eat the meal. That's the Mitzvah. So you can't be considered a hafzik over here. Be'echanami, you should therefore, it should be very clear flow. You're going quickly from the Kiddush into the steps of the Haggadah. You shouldn't be having conversation with whatever, which is probably true in any way. But it's brought down to halacha. Once the Mitzvah of Magad starts, the person should not have any other conversations besides the Mitzvah of Magad. Shouldn't be discussing other things. So once that, but till you get to Magad, there's Kiddush, and you're washing your hands, so you're having a conversation about whatever while you're washing your hands. You really shouldn't be doing that. You should be trying as quickly as possible to go from the step to the step, so that there's no hafzik between your Kiddush and your Suda, because these are all part of the Hachada for the Suda. The preferred color for the wine, halacha says that it should be red. Because red wine is considered meshubach, yain ki yisadim. Don't be scared of wine, even though it's red, because red was powerful. Meshubach says it clear, but it's more rum. If the white wine is meshubach b'mano, so you can use white. In many places in Europe, the minhag was that they used white wine, not red wine, because that was a lil against the Jews. That they weren't using wine. Actually, there's some chassidim still have a minhag that they use. They have at least one kais dafka white wine, just as a zecher to what they used to have to do in Europe. I think some of the Chernobyl dynasty, the Twerskys, do that. Okay.
Is there anything to turn your white wine red?
Is it in your turn your white wine red? That's an interesting question. Some people suggest it's such an idea. It's a good idea. If you do that, you get involved in an interesting question of the halacha of tzaveya. Because, if you start with the red wine and you pour the white wine into the red wine, that's fine. That's no problem with tzaveya. We hold in halacha. But to pour the other way around, so you're coloring it. So we have a rule, ain't tzaveya ba'eichlin. So there's a Rishon which holds the Yesh Tzviya Ba'eichlin. When Shabur raises the question and we makbar on it, he brings that there's one sheet of Rishonim, I think it's about the Morfar called correctly, who's makbar on it. Some people prefer not to get involved in that, but then that being said, the Zebrasiner has a trip where he talks about if your goal, that the Yesh Tzviya Ba'eichlin is, my goal is, I'm putting spices into my food. And meanwhile, it's going to color the food. So ain't tzviya ba'eichlin, because the goal is not really for the shame tzviya, but my main focus is the purpose of giving it a color. Right, that's my main goal. So then there would be a rule of yesh tzviya ba'eichlin. So you should, if you're going to color it, which is there are some suggest that you should color it. So then you should do it in the order of pouring the white into the red, as opposed to red into the white. B'di'evid, okay. I'm going to leave that for tomorrow. It's getting a little bit later. I want to talk about the issues of if a person wants to drink between the first course and the second course, if a person wants to eat between the first course and the second course, we'll talk about that tomorrow.